News release. Stratford Police Service. On Wednesday, Feb. 5, 2025, at 6 p.m., the Stratford Police Service received multiple 911 calls regarding a smash-and-grab robbery at Paris Jewelers, located within the Stratford Mall, located at 1067 Ontario Street, in the city of Stratford. Police were informed that five suspects had entered the mall and committed the robbery before fleeing in a white Honda CR-V, which was observed traveling east out of the city of Stratford. This vehicle was later learned to be stolen out of the Toronto area. During the course of the robbery, a store employee was assaulted by one of the suspects as attempts to flee from the store were made. The employee suffered minor injuries and did not require any medical attention. Around 7 p.m., members of the OPP located the involved vehicle at the Sunrise Shopping Center, in the city of Kitchener. Four of the five suspects were located at that time and were arrested without incident. Waterloo Regional Police Service assisted with a search for the fifth suspect, however, this person was unable to be located and the identity of this individual remains unknown. The four arrested individuals were transported to Stratford Police Headquarters and held for a bail hearing on February 6. Further investigation revealed that a second vehicle, which was also determined to be stolen from the Toronto area, was also involved. This vehicle, a white Dodge Durango, was located abandoned in a ditch on Road 111 near Highway 7/8 after the robbery occurred. Three of the accused parties are identified as male youths. One is a 15-year-old of Toronto, another a 16-year-old of Richmond Hill, the third a 17-year-old of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. The fourth accused has been identified as 27-year-old, Julian Johnson of Richmond Hill. As a result of this incident, the Stratford Police Service has laid approximately 55 charges between the four individuals. Charges include robbery, possess break-in instruments, disguise with intent, forcible confinement, assault with a weapon, utter threats, possession of property obtained by crime, as well as numerous breach of release order-related charges. Julian Johnson is also being charged with several incidents that occurred while in police custody, including assault police for biting one officer and spitting on several other officers. He is also being charged with mischief under $5,000 for property damage caused while in custody. The Stratford Police Service would like to thank the OPP and Waterloo Regional Police Service for the assistance provided in this matter. Thanks is also extended to all witnesses and staff members who were able to provide information which led to the quick apprehension of these individuals.